029, Sunday night, Simon Mem, Nun Aleph. Nun Aleph. Hinei Tfilim in Baruch Shem Ad Yishtaba. We're going to need a siddur for this one. Anybody got a siddur? Thank you. Shkoyach. Omen Baruch Sha'amar Kodim Psukkah de Zimra v'yishtabach la'achareyem. Okay. The structure, the first thing to realize, like you can get confused. Let's say Yotze HaMa'oros, the first Birchus Kriya Shema. So that starts off, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Yotze Ro'ro Borei Choshech Chatzos Shalom Uvorei Es HaKol. Then you have a very long Nusach with Kedusha in the middle, and then you have Lekel Baruch Nimol Siteinu, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotze HaMa'oros. That's one huge bracha. That is the biggest bracha that exists probably. And that's one huge bracha. That's not a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Hallel, let's say, is a bracha before, a complete bracha before. Bracha Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hashem Kedushanu Baruch Hu Mitzvot Tzivanu L'Kraos HaHallel. And then Yahalalucha is a complete bracha in itself. It's not Poseach B'Baruch. Either it's called Smucha L'Chaverta of the first bracha, or it's a Birchas HaShlach. That's not the case here. Yotze HaMa'oros is... It's all one bracha. Like Mekadesh HaShabbos, it's all one bracha. The bracha of Kiddush, it's not bracha HaShem HaKenem HaLech HaLam, HaShem Bracha Bonim HaKolam, Bracha Bonim HaKolam HaShem HaKiddush HaRav Mitzvah Sol. So that, and then it goes to Baruch HaShem Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's what Yotze Or is. Psukim de Zimmer is like Hallel. Psukim de Zimmer has a bracha before it. Baruch Shemar is a complete bracha. It starts with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That's the beginning of the bracha, the technical bracha. We'll see in a moment that, yeah, the technical bracha of course starts from when you're now out of talk. Starts from Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and it ends with Melech Meholol Batish Bachos. That's the bracha lefaneha, and then you have the bracha shelachreha, which is Yishtabach. Okay, Pesukah de Zimra, according to most, is the La'olam. We've all heard the statement, La'olam Yisaper HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shvacho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Chakach Yispalel. It's learned out from the first few Pesukim in Parshas Va'eschanan V'Moshe Rabbeinu. Pesukah de Zimra is the Shvacho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Yispalel. It's true, we keep on adding Shvachim and Yitzhamoyers is the Zikl Shvachim. And even the beginning of Shmona Esrei is Akel, HaGodol, HaGibor, Vanara, Akel, Elyon, Gomel, Chatzadim, Tavim, Vagone, Akel. It's also like Shvachim. But the main Shvacha Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fulfillment of that, is Psukei de Zimra. By the way, Zimra has two meanings. A more Kabbalistic one, it really means one thing, but it's sort of Kabbalistic. Zimra is from the word Zemer, a song. It's from Tillim, it's praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Al Pi Kabbalah, it clears away the underbrush of Klipos, which I'm smiling because I don't know what I'm talking about. It clears away the brushing of underbrush of Klipos that stops Atfilos from going up to Shemayim. And Zimur, you know, from the Lashon of a Karmacholo Sizmur. Zimur means to cut down. So the Psukei de Zimra cut down the Klipos and they clear the way for the Shmona Esrei to go up to Shemayim. Okay. So Zimra then means to chop down. The Psukim that chop down. And it also means Zimra. Whether it's spelled with a hay or with an aleph, I don't know. If it's spelled with a hay, it would be a... I don't know if it's totally about. Maybe the aleph is more the... It's Aramaic, I don't know.
What's the first bracha?
Baruch Shema. And it starts, the technical bracha starts in Baruch Shema and ends here. This is the bracha lefaneha. Yishtabach is the bracha shela'achareha. What? Nusach Svar, the same thing. Nusach Svar just sees Hodu and Mizmor Lasoda as part of Karbonos. That's how they see it. We, the Nusach Ashkenaz has Hodu as praises of Hashem, Psukim, and the same with Mizmor Lasoda. Nusach Svar, the source of Hodu Hashem Kirov Shmo, is Dovid HaMelech with bringing the Aron to its place. So they sing that as part of Karbonos. And Mizmor LeSoda, certainly part of, well, actually they say Baruch Shem before Mizmor LeSoda. They see Hodu as part of Karbonos. The big kasha on Nusach Sfard is on Shabbos. Why in the world do they put all the extra mizmorim that we add for Shabbos outside of the brachos of Pesukei Dezimra? That's a pella. That's a very shver kasha. It's not clear why. I didn't see a clear answer. The sources are Kabbalistic, but Hodu, they say, is part of Karbonos. But what's the excuse for the additions of for the additions of Shabbos? I don't know. Did I have a Masech Shabbos in my hand? What? I can't be. It's Pesukei Dezimra. It's Pesukim of Hal. It's Pesukim of Tilim, which are Mizmorim and Shvachim Takadosh Baruch Hu. Why in the world would be any Mizmor? What? Maybe you can't, but the Mizmorim that were added for Shabbos were added by people that were Masakim to say it. Thank you. It's in the Torah. The Torah brings down these additions. It was this kind by the Gaonim. It's not like. No, Yishtabach is, we're going to get to that. Yishtabach is unlike Baruch Shemar, that Baruch Shemar starts with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Yishtabach starts with the word Yishtabach. You're already in the middle of the bracha. Yalucha too. Well, Yalucha, you can't talk. Well, yeah. I mean, the technical. The Nafkamina will be about answering Amen and answering Yeshmei Rabba, answering Baruch. Well, we'll see. We'll see all the different. So one aspect of Pesukei Dezimra is Yisadir Adam Shvachu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Achakach Yispaleh. Another thing you're doing when you're saying Pesukei Dezimra is on Shabbos Tav Kuf Yud Chesu Medbeis, where Rabbi Yossi says Yehi Chelki Migomrei Hallel B'chol Yom. You should be lucky and you should say Hallel every day. The Gemara says Hallel every day. That's a terrible thing. HaKori Hallel B'chol Yom. Hareza Mechari from Agadev. You know, it's like you're making a joke out of it. You're saying Hallel every day. The Gemara answers, Ki Kamrinam Pesukei Dezimra. That's what the Hallel every day is. Pesukei Dezimra. So, very, very, very briefly, the Marsha explains that Hallel is like for Nisim Gluyim, and that's not an everyday occurrence. And if you say that every day, it's, you're not recognizing and appreciating Nisim Gluyim. While the Hallelukas, which is the Hallel, the main Pesukei Dezimra is of course what we call Ashrei, but more precisely called it's Tehillah L'David. It starts from that Mizmor and Tillim starts with Tehillah L'David, and it ends with Vivarech Kol Basar Shem Kacholi Olam Ba'et. And then the five Hallelukas, so those are the last six Prakim in Sefer Tehillim, and they are unbelievable praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Hallel B'chol Yom, and that's really the main Pesukei Dezimra is that. The other things are like throw-in additions that were put into the mix. What we call Ashrei, I'll call it Ashrei already. Ashrei and the Hallelukas, that's it. That's this Gemara. Yehi Chelki Migomrei Hallel B'chol Yom. That's Hallel, Hallelukah. Okay? Another aspect of Pesukei Dezimra is a third step, so that's Shvachah Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara in Shabbos that calls it, that you know, Yel Chelki Moram B'chol Yom, and the third aspect is the Gemara in Brachos that says, Kalayim Etilu L'David Gimel Pomim B'chol Yom, is a Muftach Leishu Ben Olam Abba. So that's another thing that we're doing. Also, there's an Inyan to say Ashrei, like we say Ashrei before Mincha, before we daven Mincha. The Gemara in Brachos in the fifth parak calls it to be oimed b'tfila b'teich simcha shal mitzvah. So these are all things involved. Okay. Now this bracha is not found in the Gemara, which usually creates problems, and people don't like making brachas which are not in the Gemara, like Baruch Shepranim Yantra Shal Zeh. We mentioned already by Hanosein Layoyev Koach. The Maisa was stuck with a lot of brachas that are not mentioned in the Gemara. Baruch Shemar and Yishtabach is not mentioned in the Gemara. Hamatel is not mentioned in the Gemara. So either the Goyim were misaken it, and it became part of the whatever you call it, part of the davening of Bnei Yisrael. Or there is a Yerushalmi which alludes to Baruch She'amar. Certainly we'll see its chashivas in the Mishnah Brura, that it was said to have been Miskan by Anshe Knesset HaGedoyla, even though it's not really mentioned, it's not mentioned in the Gemara. Okay. Let's see some Mishnah Brura. Baruch She'amar, Shevach Ze Tiknuhu Anshe Knesset HaGedoyla, Alidei Piska Denofo Min Shemaya. What's so funny? You didn't notice? No. You never heard of this? You never heard of this? They found they found a piece of parchment that fell from Shemayim with Baruch Shemar on it. Umatzohu Kosovbo. The age by Pei Zion Tevos, 87 words. I did you a big favor before coming here tonight. I counted it, so you don't have to count it. You can trust me. It has 87 words. The Simono Rosho Kesem Poz. Ratzaloma Rosh Hatfila. Ubrocha shall pay Zion tables. Now that's not the trick to have 87 words. There's some Kabbalistic idea in Rosh Kesem Poz, which is a pasuk in Shashirim, and it means a pearl, some kind of emerald pearl, and it's 87. Obviously, it alludes to it. What? Zahav? Okay, whatever. Okay, namely grow below the host of Al Pei Zion Tevos. I never counted the Nusach Sfard, because I figure it's not my problem, it's their problem. V'nochon la'omro mu'umad. You should say it standing up. That's a Bach. That's also Kabbalistic, the idea of standing up when you're saying it. The Bach brings down a very Kabbalistic reason. It's Keneged Tzura or Elyona. Tafilu bi'achidi. That's not so clear, like, what's that all about? But certainly, when they said things with tzibur, they used to stand up. Just by virtue of things being said by the tzibur. And I think everybody stood up. So he said, afilu b'yechidi. Va'ochei shtei tzitzu shalofonov b'shas amiruz baruch she'amar. Ulachei gemar baruch she'amar yunashke. You know, the way they teach kids, the idea is to hold the tzitzis when you're saying Baruch Shamar, not to kiss them at the end. You know, they teach kids, so the kids say Baruch Shamar, then they say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Melobotim, no point to that. The idea is to hold the tzitzis when you're saying it. The two tzitzis in front of you, from Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, I believe, I saw that somewhere, and to let it, and before you let it go, you kiss it. Shemir Lichten Cup from Baruch Atah Hashem. I don't know why. I must have seen it somewhere. Maybe I wrote it down. Alright, do it from the beginning. I'll have to check. I remember seeing somewhere. Anyway, the point is, the kissing it is just is a chavivas mitzvah. When you finish holding it, you kiss it before you let it go. The point is to be holding tzitzis when you say it. What? I couldn't tell you. Befe amo is besegol. That's a shayla. That's what the Mishnah Berurah holds.
Who says that?
The Mogen Avraham says befe amo, I believe. Someone says befe. The Mishnah Berurah paskin is befe. I think I'll be dikduk, if we could say an opinion. It should be what? Probably hapeshel amo. It's somuch, right? So it should be piamo. I would say, I'm not a big bulky in dikduk, but I think I'll be dikduk would be piamo. Yeah, of course. Pe is pe. It stands alone. When it's somuch, it becomes pi. So this is also Kabbalistic. Batish bochos. Is it's a machlekas. Mishnah Berurah is paskening. You want to do like the Mishnah Berurah, but you do like it says in your siddur. If you have the same siddur, you're dominant. I take it back. Don't follow. It depends which siddur. Some siddurim you could follow, and some siddurim are just the printers made a siddur. That's all. Okay. Let's continue.
I'm sorry, how can you say Hakish Bachos wasn't the Bechiri?
But Tush Bachos, Tosh Bachos, I don't even know. Tush Bachos. Okay, Siv Beis. Im Siyim Baruch She'am Arkodim She'siyim HaChazon Oina Achravomein. Now there's a lot of the point of the Mechaber is that that's not considered a hefsek between Baruch Shamar and Hodu. In other words, you're really not supposed to be matzik. We're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, you're not even supposed to be matzik b'shtika too much, more than kedei dibur pashtus. You're not supposed to. Once you said the bracha, it's like a bracha over psuk in the zimra, like a birchas hamitzvahs, like. And therefore you have to stop singing the Zimmer right away. The Chiddush is you can say Amen, even though normally you can't say Amen between a bracha and whatever the bracha is supposed to be chal on. So the reason you can say Amen, we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, is because Amen is also a Shevach. So you just, it's also, so you know, the more the merrier. So you said Amen, that's fine. Oh, but there's another aspect to this din. And that is, you cannot say Amen if you didn't finish the bracha. Even though you can say other Amens, we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah holds, but you cannot say the Amen of the Baruch She'omar itself. You could, if you hear a different bracha, and you're in the middle of Baruch She'omar before Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mehulah Ubatish Bachos, you're in the middle of the Arichus of Baruch She'omar, the Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha Paskins, you can say Amen, but not the Amen of Baruch She'omar, and I think we're going to see also not the Amen of Ishtabach. We'll see.
You haven't started Baruch?
No, it's only once you started Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Up until there, you can answer whatever you want.
You can say anything you want. You haven't
started. Right, you can say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemar. Yeah. When it comes to Hefsek, the Baruchos, when it comes to the 87 words, it starts from Baruch She'omar. It wouldn't hurt to look at Baruch Shamar with a translation and see what it means. You nervous? What does it mean? It's pretty easy. Sadly, why are we saying all these things? Why you say Baruch Hu if you just said Baruch Shamar by your whole lump? Why you say Baruch Hu? You just said Baruch Shamar by Yaholam. I had to ask you something. Everything else is too easy. Avolim lo siim, if you didn't finish the bracha lo yame amen. Uposha the datka mishar shehizchol baruch ato Hashem. The mitchila shivcha bialmahu. V'cholze, wait, stop. Oh. Yeah, okay. V'chol zeh dafka l'inyan amein shel baruch she'amar o shel yishtabach. Because it's like a redundant amein. It's like the same idea of the bracha itself. So you can't be mafsik with that amein because it's like redundant. Avol she'or ameinim masik amogen avram b'sivkot and gimel demut l'anos afilu b'emtza berchaz baruch she'amar o yishtabach kivon shelo huskara bracha zu b'gemara. It's normally in the middle of a bracha arucha you would not be answering Amen to another bracha, the Mishnah Berurah is saying. But this is like one notch down, so you could. What? It's not Husk of the Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah is a Litvisha. Not in the Gemara.
Achim who?
What?
Even say, I mean, to another bracha,
the
same level?
No, to another bracha, you could.
Another bracha that wasn't written.
I don't know. It says, not to Baruch Shemar or Yishtabach. You wonder if you could say, I mean, to Baruch Hanosan or Yoif Koach? Good question. Achim u'omid achar tevas baruch ato Hashem, kodem shasi ha-melech mulo b'tishpachos, kodem ha-chayodem dosul olanos. That's a hefsek, like at the height of the bracha, so to speak. So there's three shlovim, actually four. till Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, do what you want. After Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, till Melech 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 Melech, you can answer Amen. The Maskana of Mishnah Berurah is to another from Baruch Atah Hashem.
Until Baruch Atah Hashem.
You can do whatever you want.
From Baruch Atah Hashem until Baruch Atah Hashem is the second one.
Yeah, from Baruch Atah Hashem till Baruch Atah Hashem Melech 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 Melech, you can answer all Amenim. Now Kaddish is a problem. When we say all Amenim, all Amen of Brachas. Which Amens of Kaddish is Choshev and you can answer Amen to Kaddish, and which are considered not Choshev and you can't answer them, they're sort of like Baruch Uver or Shemo, which you can't answer, is a question and a problem. Certainly Amen Yehesh Merabah you could answer. That Amen for sure you could answer. The Amen of the Amiran Bioma, the Imru Amen, which would mark the Chatzi Kaddish mark, you could certainly answer that Kaddish. If you're listening to a Sfarad Minyan, the Yashmach Bekoni Bekori Mashiach, you definitely cannot answer. Yiskadel Yiskadei Shmei Rabah is a question. The Amen, you did, you got a lot. I can't. That's why I said that. If you were saying something, I would let you say. What do you think? The Amen to Tiskabel is a question, as is Yehesh Merabah and also Shalom. If I remember correctly, Rav Moshe Nigris Moshe says that the Amen to Yehesh Merabah and also Shalom are not Choshiva Amens. Don't answer them. To Tiskabel, yes. And I have in my mind, but I didn't see it now again in preparing for the shiur, that you could answer that. But I'm withholding till I see it again with a reliable source. So when we talk about Amen of Brachas, we also talk about Amen of Kadeshim, Damir Bromo Bimur Amen, Amen of Tiskabel, and certainly Amen of Amen Yehesh Merabah. Not Berichu, and not the Yatzmach Berkone, not Yehesh Lama, and not Osir Shalom. Okay, so, okay, and then Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Lo B'Tish B'Chos, that you can't answer.
Can the Rav go again with the four stages?
I guess there's three. Why did I say four? Before Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam, you can answer anything. From Baruch Atah Hashem till Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Lo B'Tish B'Chos, you could answer Amen of other brachas, but not of Baruch She'amar itself, if you hear someone else ending, or the Chazan ends, or of Yishtabach.
That's for the two stages. You cannot answer the Amen Yishtabach, you can't answer. That's one thing.
You can answer Amen of other brachas, but not of Baruch Hashem and Yishtabach itself. In the middle of Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Milol B'Tish B'Chos, you cannot answer anything. After you finish Melech Milol B'Tish B'Chos, you can answer any Amen, but only because it's Gufa Ashevach. So, it's like, it's just part of the picture, part of Pesukei Dezimra, so to speak. Okay. Sifkot and Gitmol. Before the Chazan finished it, now we have another scenario, another thing the Mechaber is saying. Let's say you finished it exactly together with the Chazan. I will see it in the Chazan of Azachas lo yane amen. Whenever you finish a bracha, and simultaneously someone else finishes that same bracha, you can't answer Amen to his bracha. Because it looks like you're answering Amen after your bracha. If he's saying a different bracha, you could. But if he's saying the same bracha, you can't. Not the same bracha. The same bracha. So, therefore, Avalim Siyam Imachazim Bavasachas Lo Yane Amen. That you're entering Amen after your own bracha, the Kaimalan Rezem Buguna. Vuadin Bechola Brachos Hadin Kain. That if you finish a bracha at the same time that someone else is finishing that same bracha, you cannot answer Amen. A different bracha, yes. But there's an exception here also. Levadi Yishtabach O Yahalucha Achahalel O Achashomer Amo Yisrael Lohad. Then im siyem b'shavim ashatzuri modemacher ona amen. Why? The harbe poskim sviruluhu debuzer ona afilu acha brachasatzmo. Adarabo, you can answer amen after your own bracha. Some old, even if no one else made a bracha. Mamish, you should, like we answer by b'nei brachmo v'shaloyim. V'adanon lo nagin and kain. Because whenever you complete a set of brachas, there's a tzad that you can answer amen after your own bracha. So shomer mo yisrael lo'ad, you're finishing v'chas kriya shema. It's not nagay in the morning because you have to be samech gula l'tfilah. Yishtabach, you're finishing the set of Tzukah de Zimra, and Yahalalucha by Halal, you're finishing the set of two brachas. We don't do that. But meaning if someone else finished the same time as you, so then you can answer Amen. The Yamsim who bracha achas, either bracha shatiyah, Vashat's bracha acheres, and you finish simultaneously, Mutter lanos Amen. On Achrav Amen. So there's so many things involved in the Mechaber's din. It's, let's say you finished before, and let's say you finished after, and let's say you finished simultaneously. But the point is, the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet, the Lohavi Hefsik, in a bracha la'adavar, Amen is not a Hefsik between Baruch Shemar and Hodu. It might be a Hefsik, it would be a Hefsik. If you talk, it's a Hefsik. And you might have to, you probably have to say Baruch Shemar all over again. But, Tzukah de Zimra is Shevachu, Amen Shevachu, Ukein Zimra, and therefore Vlohavi Hefsik, the Yamsach Dvorim Betalim, Bein Baruch Shemar Lahodu, see the Mishnah Berurah Davin Dashkanaz. After the Tzorech Lachzer Ulavarech, Mishum Hefsik. Vafilim Vlohachas Havi Hefsik. Venerally Shalafiza Filim Mishtika, Tovli Zor Lachatchila, Shalom Lishos Harbe Bentayim, Harbe meaning more than Pechadig Dibur. Of course, if you're not Messiah Das, so b'di'evet, you're okay. You don't have to make anything over again. You don't have to say anything over again. But there is that proximity you have to have between Baruch Shemar and Hodu. And for that matter, if you finished Oz Yashir, we could be learning this later. If you finish Oz Yashir before the Chazan, you should say Yishtabach immediately. Don't wait for the Chazan. Because Yishtabach is the Baruch Shalach Achreho. And it's appropriate to be so mechit to the end of Tzukah de Zimra as much as possible. Okay. We'll stop here.